All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can I please get the drop of him cursing this town? That is still my favorite. I did speak to Jim Costa today, and he really is a fan of his songs and his foul language. 3 o'clock, we just got done with the conversation a little bit. Just a little on this Wings Abs thing, but really it was about the documentary, and it was about why are we looking back when we can look forward with, in my opinion, three teams that have bright futures. Now, maybe varying degrees. I think Rico did a great job breaking down the tiering system. There's only one team in this town that basically has a future of Roberto. That would be the Tigers. But I want to get into this because AJ Hinch was asked the question. Now, you heard Al comment, well, there's no out clause in AJ's contract. Well, he was asked about it. And I just think anything other than a direct answer to what's in his contract tells you something's up. So here's his quotes. I really never talk about it because it's never been an issue for me regarding his contract. Attention was brought to it earlier in the year. There was nothing to report. There's nothing to talk about. I'm here hopefully to build a winner and be a part of it for a long time. I didn't see why it was an issue when someone first mentioned my contract. I don't see why it would be an issue now. Well, because it was reported, you have an out, an opt-out. And because you've never commented on it. And because your general manager just did. And we want to get to the bottom of it. Avila said Hinch's contract includes no such clause. So the question is, would AJ Hinch really have signed on for 5 years of Al Avila with no out? Now understand something. Managers in baseball, they come and go like ships in the night. And I've never really seen a need for outs. Guy tells you he's not happy. Guy tells you he wants to leave. Most of the time, there's a separation of ways. It's not like there's a no-compete that you can't go out. I mean, look, we see coaches leave all the time. Jimbo Fisher could leave Texas A&M right now and coach Florida State if he wanted to. It would cost a mint,
yeah,
but you could do it. So his non-answer to me is fascinating. Because if there is an opt-out, you just say it. And if there's not, you say it. But see, he's threading the needle of saying nothing, which tells me there's a plan here. So you want my theory? I give you my theory. And look, it's speculation. I'm not reporting it. I'm just telling you mentally what I would do if I were him and what I think is plausible here is a power play. Look, I think it's pretty clear unless AJ Hinch is easily fooled and is much less intelligent than I think he is. He doesn't believe in Al Avila. Those are my words, not his. There is no way you could go to work with Al Avila as your boss and feel like, yeah, man, this is great. It's impossible. And I think whether it's Menzin or someone else that was brought in, I think it's Hinch and one of those guys taking over for Al at the end of the year and running this franchise. And Al will get bumped up to be the team librarian or historian, or maybe he'll be Milton in Office Space and we'll send him to the basement with a can of bug spray. But if I'm AJ, I'm going to the team and I'm going to Chris Illich and saying, here's the deal. Either I shop for the groceries with someone of my choosing or I'm leaving. And if you think they're going to say, well, we have you under contract, you don't keep a manager who openly tells you I don't want to be here to manage $100+ million of assets. It doesn't happen.
Right.
So I'm not going to get hung up on the contract games or that Avila says, well, he doesn't have an opt out. You know what? There are lots of ways you can write a contract. And the word opt out doesn't have to be used. We always use famous examples of this because they're fun. Nick Saban, I didn't interview with the Giants in New York. No, you interviewed with them in New Jersey. So you didn't technically lie.
Or I didn't meet with that person. No, you sent your agent.
That's right. Exactly. So,
So you make nothing of Al saying, no, he doesn't have an opt-out clause.
Right. I think there's ways to write around that. I think there are ways to get around it. And the ultimate one is I'm not happy here. I want to be closer to X. I want to be in this part of the country. I no longer agree with the direction of this team. And guess what? Whether you have an opt out or not, they're going to opt you out. It's you don't like a coach who says I'm not happy here and don't want to be here. You don't stay employed.
No.
You void the last 3 years of your deal. They don't owe you the money. There's no non-compete.
Kind of like a player.
That's exactly. So look, I'm giving you what I think is going to happen. It's pretty clear Al is getting that family treatment where, oh, everyone loves Al. They're not going to fire him in the middle of the year. They're not going to embarrass him. But I think at the end of the year, is it plausible that AJ makes his move? And whether it's Menzin or someone else of his choosing in the front office that he gets along with, that he believes in, where he truly begins. Because again, if I'm him, I'm telling Chris Illich, we are never doing this Correa thing again.
Right. If I sit and meet with a guy, we're going to sign this
guy. That's right. We're not going to offer just enough for him to say no.
Right.
And I do think when you look at the shopping list angle, if I'm AJ Hinch, I can go into Chris and the powers that be and go, look, nothing this dude has done works. Nothing. It's time. And if you don't want to go that route, I'm out. Should be an opening in Anaheim, right? Joe Maddon's dead. You know, does Philly make a move again with the interim? I don't know. The point is, hell, if I'm AJ Hinch, I'm ready to take over the White Sox because Tony La Russa is either going to die on the bench or get fired at the end of the year. And the White Sox have a cornucopia of talent moving forward. So I want to know if you're – what do you make of this situation? What do you make of that quote? Why not just answer the question? I'll tell you why. Because in my mind, there's a plan in place.
Yep. I got a master plan. Guys, I can't tell you what it is right now.
AJ is Monty Burns. Like this, the little gif. Excellent.
See, I looked at it more as the Troy Weaver. Yeah. Don't pay attention to this immediate move. I'm making more moves down the line. You just don't see them yet. But this will all make sense in a few months.
248-539-9797. And I'll tell you, there's two takeaways from the weekend. You're getting the Javi hot streak Baez right now. Enjoy it while it's here, because that's going to disappear. That's what he does.
MVP.
And I'll tell you the other thing, and it's becoming a real problem, is Paredes in Tampa. It's becoming a real issue.
Yeah, it went from just Rieger being annoying about it to now it's like, wow, he's actually doing some stuff.
I mean, he's beginning to kill the baseball. Now, again, it's a lot easier for people to be flippant when a guy's hitting 160. But when you look at this kid, and I'm just throwing this out there, in 100 at-bats, Rico, he's got 10 home runs. If you extrapolated that, now I am not telling you to extrapolate it. I'm not telling you to that it's a direct correlation. But if a guy gets 500 ABs in a season, he played a hell of a lot of baseball. The elite guys play 600. Rico, do the pacing. This guy's on pace for 50 homers.
Well,
now that's not going to happen.
No, but think of it like this.
But he can get to 30.
This didn't happen last year when you had the balls being juiced.
Right. And can I just offer this?
This is the dead balls.
Here's the number I care about in baseball. And if you guys don't or you think I overvalue it, respect. It's not a hill I'll die on. It's just how I am. OPS.
which is it's your slugging percentage combined with your on-base percentage. How much do you get on base, and what type of damage you doing to get on base? Those are the things that matter, right? Isak Paredes has a 927 OPS. He would be leading this baseball team. And again, it was a fun bit for some people when they're like, well, he's hitting 170. He's raised his average 65 points. The OBP is trending better and better and better above the 320 mark. And the OPS, ask any GM in baseball right now. I can bring a guy to your team who's 23, position of need, long-term team control, and he will give you a 927 OPS. They will say, I will take him without looking at any other numbers.
Yep. When does he get here?
That's it. And I won't even bring up Meadows' numbers. No, Rico.
He's got vertigo, Mike.
Can I just tell you, people, I'm going to level with it. When I called that trade a B and not an A, and many of you got upset and go, oh, Valeni's being negative. No. What was my warning to you? Two things. Meadows had one good year. And second of all,
you never deal with the Rays.
Bam, hit the button or whatever that, the bell. You're dealing with Beelzebub himself. You stopped over for coffee and cookies, and he's poisoned both. And it's happening. I mean, look, do I believe? I don't want to get sued here, but I'm like, in my mind, the way I think, I go, oh, Tampa knew. This is the way they didn't. But Austin Meadows has 128 at-bats. He doesn't have a single homer. He's got a 675 OPS. League average is about 730.
But he had a double opening day, right?
Yeah. But my point is, you want to cite the injuries, fine. He still has had 30 more ABs than Paredes. Paredes has 10 bombs. Paredes is killing the ball.
Yeah, it just seemed like this was the easiest no-brainer trade. Like, yeah, you got over. You did.
You didn't.
You didn't.
You didn't. So look, 248-539-9797. We can take it both ways. The Hinch angle, and whether you think I'm nuts for thinking what I'm thinking. And then I'll be honest, guys, this Isak Paredes thing is starting to get really, really bad. And I don't want to bore you with the numbers, but a 927 OPS is elite. And the hyper elite, the Mike Trouts, or let's say the year Aaron Judge is having, you get to 1,000. Mm-hmm. Anything with a 9 in front of it, you're a star.
Yeah.
So it feels like we got worked in a trade again. And Tampa's got a guy making no money forever at a position of need. And we got a guy who's got vertigo and has no home runs. Happy 4th of July.
And here's the worst part about that, and then we can move on.
You're fine. Where else we got a Beatles 6?
It really shows you how bad player development was here. Because he was a throwaway. He was, you know what? Yeah, you can have him. And Tampa, wait, we can have him?
You know what Tampa made you do? It was like a scene from Moneyball. Yeah. Hey, and I need money for my soda machine. Tampa got you to pick up a $4 million bill. For a player they didn't want because they had another prospect ready to bring up in the outfield, which, by the way, hasn't worked, but Lowe is a big-time prospect. And they went, we'll take the vending machine soda, and we'll end up with a better player.
Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. Kind of shows you where the player development is here.
It's terrifying. You had him. It's terrifying.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.